Yeah, and that's always been because we have members at Citizens Action with Cousins across the state, and we also have paid professional deep canvassers. We have always thought that down ballot races and up ballot races, up ballot being U.S. Senate, governor, president, down ballot being not only local races, but in this general election and state legislative races, for example, that they influence each other both ways, that higher turnout driven by a candidate for governor, president, U.S. Senate, helps the candidates beneath them trying to pull off state assembly races by turning out the Democratic and the progressive base. We also think that really strong campaigns in each assembly district help turn out candidates for the top of the ticket. So we've always tried to get really strong, exciting progressive candidates, the Mandela Barnes of the future, since Mandela Barnes was the candidate we supported as a young, up-and-coming elected leader, who can also excite their communities, and they'll also vote for Mandela Barnes and Governor Evers. So we see a relationship between the two, and we think it's a big mistake when the Democrats tend to focus just at the top of the ticket and don't even field highly competitive or motivational candidates in the down ballot races.
So let me talk a little bit about Governor Evers and an incumbent. And, you know, Governor Evers has favorability ratings in this state. That's still pretty amazing to me that, you know, even Republicans kind of support the job that he's been doing. He's clearly the favorite. It doesn't matter who he's going to be running against. What are your thoughts about the Evers campaign?
Well, his approval ratings are considered high because in our polarized situation now, which has been created by the far right, politicians have such low approval ratings. In other words, Tommy Thompson used to run 65%, you know, near 70% approval ratings. That's not conceivable anymore.
Right.
So Tony Evers running at 50-51 is considered very high. Really, it's not that high historically. And what it means, I think, is that obviously Democrats support him because they see him as the last standing barrier to Armageddon. I mean, you can imagine the horrendous. Look, they'll break up the Milwaukee public schools and put them under the charge of the legislature. Things like that. Have universal vouchers. They will make sure that the Republican nominee in 2024 gets Wisconsin electoral votes no matter what the public says. I could go on and on.
Right.
I'm not even mentioning all the terrible things they will do. And he also is not objectionable to a lot of people. I mean, he's a perfect Wisconsin nice. I mean, how can you hate the man, right? And I think that brand has played very well. It doesn't excite the people who don't vote, though, and that's why the Mandela and Tony Evers ticket with the two top ballot candidates in 2022 in this fall election, why that's a better combination, because Mandela can be the one to inspire people to vote who don't often vote in midterms, and Tony Evers will do well with swing voters, and also he'll be competitive no matter what. We're a 50-50 state, and Tony Evers will win by a percent or lose by a percent or some fraction therein.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, how are things going with the Attorney General race?
Hard to say with those. It's not all the way down ballot, but once you get below the governor's race, there isn't really good polling. So you have to believe, unfortunately for Josh Call, that the biggest influence is going to be how Mandela Barnes and Tony Evers do. In other words, he's not going to run substantially ahead of them. He'll probably run around where they run. I mean, it's possible they would win very close races, he would lose a very close race, but he isn't going to win and both of them lose unless he just ran a point ahead or something. I have no reason to believe at this point that people even know who his Republican opponent is. And, of course, they're nominated in a week, so that they're not official yet. And it's going to be interesting to see whether money comes in, that I assume because this is the MAGA era Republican Party that, and I, what I've seen is kind of scary, that their nominee is going to be scary. The question is how Josh Call and others make that known to the public. So I guess I think that the race hasn't really started for most voters, and it's a little too early to tell. But you're right to be concerned about it. We'd probably be prosecuting all of the Wisconsin election commissioners for running a fair election if we had a Republican attorney general right now, because it would likely be a MAGA Trump attorney general.
Let's do this. Hey, Curtis, hang on. We've got to go to a break. We'll come to you. Oh, I guess we can bring him in. All right, Curtis. Curtis, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. How you doing?
I'm doing
fine.
Thanks
for your guest this morning. I have a friend that's very conservative, and we've been arguing back and forth, but I told him, everybody loves the quiet mouse. Tony Evers is like a quiet mouse. He does his job. He's like the educated nerd that everybody loves. And that's what's going to win this year, because we only have 11% of the, independents, flip-floppers, and no one wants a show horse. We had a show horse for 8 years, with Walker. Always on TV, always this. If you have the Tony, he's doing a great job and nice and quietly. Everybody loves that, you know what I mean?
Dr. Craig, is he correct that everybody loves the job that Governor Evers has done?
A lot more people. The Republican base hates anyone who's a Democrat and believes he's some sort of bomb-throwing socialist, because that's what they're told. But Curtis is right that I think Governor Walker wore on people. There was sort of Walker exhaustion, which is a limitation for Evers. In many ways, it was an anti-Walker vote, not a pro-Tony Evers vote, right? I mean, there's a mix.
Right.
I'm saying there was a lot of people who were just sick of him being in our face every night on every local news broadcast. I mean, so the show horse that won't go away and stays in your face wears thin after a while. So I think Curtis makes a great point. He makes a great point, especially in the kind of Wisconsin and it's a Minnesota culture, too, of nice. Tony Evers seems like someone we know in Wisconsin, right? And he's, I was saying, unobjectionable, but he's right. The church mouse tends to be liked. Now, if you're in a crisis and you want something done, you might want someone who's seen as a bolder, more dynamic leader. The Republicans aren't going to provide that. They're going to provide, I mean, my goodness, the choice of their three front-running candidates for governor, it's your different flavor of MAGA.
Yes.
And the third one, the one that said, Tim Rampton, is the scariest, and you have to go really scary to be scarier than Tim Michaels
and
Rebecca
Becky
Clayfish. And Tim Michaels is scarier than Rebecca Clayfish, which also seemed impossible, to the point where he's the only politician I know of who needs to say in his own ad that the ad isn't racist.
Dr. Craig, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 on the line. Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig. We'll be right back.